along over here in terms of the beginning simanim seifim and shulchan aruch. So we wrapped up last week a siman dalet, and we spoke about at the end all the dinei netilas yadayim for ruach ra. So he said in the morning the ruach ra is very chomer; it takes three times to get rid of it. And then we spoke all about the ruach ra by waking up in the morning. And we said that that ruach ra is mechayev netila by alois, and we spoke about, you know, the different applications of that. Then we spoke about different things which are mechayev netila because of ruach ra. One of them is cutting nails. One of them is cutting hair. So after a person gets a haircut, they gotta wash their hands once or three times. So in the Shulchan Aruch it says once. Mishnah Brura says that going out, if you've been again going out of the bathroom, maybe you could be machmer three times, but basically, and also leaving a base of kvaris. Okay, here it's also brought down the minig that if you're melave a mace, you also have to wash your hands, even if you didn't come under a tree with a mace. So, in other words, you weren't tame. I'm not tame, because the aron is going, and I'm going after it. I'm not tame, b'chol. But you still have to wash your hands.
Three times?
And you wash your hands three times, like by Negavasa.
Rabbi, so the cut of the hair also is...
Once.
Not right.
But that's raw.
Right, but I'm saying in terms of shaving, that would be different gather, or that would be the same thing?
I think it's the same thing.
So every time you shave, you should wash once.
Yeah, it says here...
Why is it raw once versus...
It's a different type of raw. That's a It's a different type. It only takes once to get it off. You can't ask kashas on these things. That's what it is. That's what it is. I mean, oh, they asked him, yeah.
Yeah, and
he goes, what's the Shiloh, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Now,
the rough words are worse than.
Right, the Ruach Ra, you know. It's very interesting, actually. It says here, I don't see where it talks about Beferish. Hamagalech v'lenotol yadav mefachet shloisha yamim. So that's not a good thing. Hanoitol tziparna v'lenotol mefachet yom echad. Okay, so it's not now. In here, at the end of Siman Dalet, it talks about all the different things about how you have to be careful about touching chalakim of the guf that are dirty or not clean before davening or in saying brachas. So that includes any makam of the body which is usually mechuseh. Okay, so anything which is normally mechuseh from the elbows and up, the same way by tznias of an isha, you can't say brachas in front of that. So that area. Is you touch that, you have to wash your hands before you say brachas. Okay, so that would mean a person wears short sleeves for shirts and they're going like this all the time, they can't really daven that way. Okay, because they're touching their arm the whole time.
What if they're wearing short sleeves, it's not covered for them.
Right now, they happen to be wearing short sleeves. It's a makom mechuseh, be'etzem. Okay, scratching your head. Touching your hair is fine, but scratching is a problem.
What about touching part of your
touching
head,
is okay.
Part of your skull.
Touching is okay.
No, but part of it.
Touching the head is okay. Touching the head is okay.
The
Chazon Ish even writes that the reason why people aren't matzliach in tefillah and in Torah these days is because their hands are always all dirty, and they're not makpid on the kedushas yadayim on that. Okay.
Doesn't that also include any sweating?
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. It says here, tzarach lizor b'tefillah b'achila shleliga b'shoik. Now we just had a whole shiur this morning. What's shoik? Is shaykh just the knee, or is the shaykh the area between the knee and the ankles, the thigh? So here it says also that you would have to wash your hands touching that area. So it's covered, so it's pretty interesting. I don't know if people are so makbid on that. Let me just finish talking. So socks is okay, unless it's very, very sweaty. But now, here it says Ava Makom is Hamagulim Barosha of a fun of Makom Hamagulish of Zorayis of Ein Lahakbid. Okay, fine. This is the halachas of those different etilas and all that, and how it should be done. And then people, it is good to be careful with that. Now, what?
It's hard not to touch.
Correct. So there are people that wash their hands after the parents film, and they're just careful. Make sure they don't touch.
How would you do that? You have to unwrap before you wrap your fingers?
Yeah, or finish it, or whatever, yeah. Yeah, or be careful, because that area is Mechayiv Netila. Now, okay, so that's the Siman Dal. Now, I'm just going to say what it says in Siman Hey, Vav, and Zion, so that next week, well, as like I said, I'm not going to be here Monday, but the following week we'll start off with Sitzes. That's Siman Ches. So, Siman Hey says, and then if we have time, after we summarize Hey, Vav, and Zion, maybe we'll talk a little bit about the halachas of what happens to different brachas that are on the Gersh Shavuos night. You stay up all night in the morning, what's the halachas? So, Siman Hey is an interesting Siman. It says like this. First of all, he gives you a musaf that you're supposed to have kavana in the words of your brachas that you make. Kishiyaskir Hashem. Now, so that means that he's telling you, so you have to have kavana. Okay, now, Kishiyaskir Hashem, when you mention the name of Hashem, I don't have him here. When you mention the name of Hashem, Yechavin Pirish Kriyasai Ba'adnus Shu Adoin Akil, Yechavin Bechsivasi Biyurhei. So he's very machmir here, the Mechaber. The Mechaber says that every time that you make in a bracha the Shem Hashem, you have to have the kavana of the way it sounds, which is Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, the Shem Adnos, which is Adoin HaKoil, and you have to have the kavana of the way it's spelled, which is Yud He, which means Hoya Hoya Viyeh. So that means every time you have to have a dual kavana when you're saying the Shem Hashem, which is a big chumrah, obviously. Right? So, because it's hard enough for us to have any kavana whatsoever. Kavachoyim, to go ahead and have two kavanas is like very, very virtually very impossible for us. So, the Mishnah Berurah brings down from the Shem, the Vilna Goyin, that the Vilna Goyin had held that this dual kavana is only necessary by Kriya Shema. By Kriya Shema is when you're supposed to have this dual kavana. So you say, Shema Yisrael, Hashem, Aleph Dal Nun Yod, Hayahoy Veviyah, Elokeinu, which he says Elokeinu means Bala Yecholes Ubala Koiches Kulam, which means Hashem is all powerful. Elokeinu. Now, by the way, that's what Elokim means. Elokim means Bala Koiches Kulam. But Matisyahu always says that's what Elokim means. But if you sing Kriya Shema, the Kavana Bala Koiches Kulam, you didn't translate the word. Why not? It says that's what you're supposed to have in mind. Bal Hayecholes. What? Yeah? Oh, because Elokim is Elokim, but here you say Hashem Elokeinu. So you're not translating the new part. So how do you translate the new? You have to say Bala Koiches Kulam, that he uses it to be Mashgiach on us. You have to add that in. If you're not adding that in, you're not translating Elokeinu. You're just translating Elokim. So you have to have Kavana. Elokeinu Baal Koiches Kulam, that uses it to be Mashgiach on us. Hashem is Alav Dal Nun Yud, is Adoin HaKol Hayaviviyah Echad. That's according to the Vilna Goyin. Adon HaKol is on everything. Baal Koiches is in what happens. Is the Koiches. Everything that happens in the world is from him. The Koiches of the, all the Greek gods. The Koiches of this happening. The Koiches of wind. The Koiches of rain. All the Koiches that happen in the Bria. Adonai HaKol means everything he created. That's why Adonai HaKol is Hayah HaVivya. It's also the Shem Havaya, which means he was Mahava things. Hashem created. So the Adon HaKol is he created everything. Everything belongs to him. But the Hashgacha Pratis is the Adon HaKol is Hashgacha Pratis. So that's the Kavana that you're supposed to have in the Shem Hashem. Okay? Now, like I said, I don't really have much more to add on this Siman. It is what it is. You're supposed to have Kavana on the Shem Hashem. And theoretically, there's a tzad to have a dual Kavana on the Shem Hashem. But you could be mekel that you only need to have the dual kavana on the you only have to have the dual kavana by the kriyas shma. Okay.
Same kavana because it's two names.
Because it's spelled Yud Kei Vav Kei, but it's said Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. Now the Vilna Gaon says everywhere else in Shas, everywhere else in the Chumash, when there's a word which is spelled one way and read another way, you don't have to be makbid on the way it's spelled. You just read it the way it's read. You don't care about the way it's spelled. So why all of a sudden over here do you have to be makbid on the way it's spelled? Well, it's the Shem Hashem, so it's spelled this way to teach you something, obviously. So he says for Kriyat Shema, where the Kavana is Ma'akiv, you should have that Kavana. But for everything else, it's okay. Okay?
For Shema, you need double Kavana?
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
One
yeah, only Adonai Kol. That's what he's saying. Okay? Fine. So that's that. Simin Vav talks about Asher Yatzar and Alakai Neshama. Now, there's the Mechaber here goes on a whole Arichos, which is very, very rare, to explain the Kavanah of Asher Yatzar. Now, he explains like a Pirush on the Siddur, the whole Kavanah of Asher Yatzar, and it's hard to understand why does he do that. The Mechaber is not a Pirush Sefer. It's not a, you know. So the Pshat's like this. We have two types of brachas. We have a Birkas HaNenin, and we have a, what? So, a Birkas HaNenin, on a Hana that we get from the world, you have to make a bracha. Shahakol Niyah B'dvaray, Hamotzi Lach Min Haaretz. Now, that bracha of Nenin usually is before, and it's usually directly about the thing that you were Nenin from, right? Now, is Asher Yatzar a Birkas HaNenin about that you were able to go to the bathroom? L'chayr not, because it's after, not before. And also, if you notice the whole Lashon, it's not really talking about going to the bathroom. It's talking about the godless of the Ribbono Shel Olam, that Hashem created the body this way, etc. So it's not a Birkas HaNenin. So Birkas Hodah. So if it's Birkas Hodah, then also it should talk about the thing itself. So the Teretz says it's really a Birkas HaShvach. It's really a different type of bracha. It's a Birkas HaShvach about the fact that Hashem created the body with such chokhmah, and it has nothing to do with going to the bathroom. Happens to be that it's appropriate to make this shvach in the context of going to the bathroom, because that's when a person realizes that had the nekavim been open and the chalulim been closed, and the nekavim been closed and the chalulim been open, and all this, that it would have been very sakan. But it has nothing to do with it, really. Really, it's an independent inyan of a shvach to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Right? So, because of that, the Mechaber had to explain exactly the whole inyan of the brach, to explain what it has to do with it. Where does it come in over here? So he's explaining the inyan of the shvach. But that's why there's a tzad in the Shulchan Aruch that when you wake up in the morning, you could say Asher Yatzar regardless of whether you went to the bathroom or not. Because really it has to do with it's a bracha on the shvach, it's a birkas hashvach on the fact that Hashem created the body this way. Lav dafka directly related to going to the bathroom. Just going to the bathroom is the time to make that shvach. Right? Like, for example, according to the Rosh in Ksuvis, the bracha that we make by a chuppah v'kiddusha, we say, Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam, Asher Kiddushanu B'mitzvoisa, V'tzivanu Al Ha'arayos, V'hitu Lanu Esha Arusa, Asher Asa Lanu Esha Arayos, V'hitu Lanu Sanasuyos, V'kiddushin, whatever, right? So, So the question is, why making the bracha so complicated? Here. V'tzivanu alayos, v'asar lanu es ha'arusais, v'hitu lanu es ha'nasuais lanu yidei chupa v'kudushin. Baruch atah Hashem mekadesh Yisrael, amcha Yisrael, amu Yisrael yidei chupa v'kudushin. So why don't you just say simple bracha? Baruch atah Hashem mekadesh Yisrael, amcha Yisrael, amu Yisrael yidei chupa v'kudushin. V'tzivanu al ha'arusin. ala kedushin. What's this whole arichas over here? And also, whenever you make a bracha on a lulav, you say bracha to Hashem alkeinu melech ha'olam, Hashem alkeinu melech ha'olam, al netzilas lulav. And this is it. You have a baruch in the beginning. You don't have another baruch at the end. And here you have baruch in the beginning, and then baruch ata Hashem mekadosh amo Yisrael yechub v'kedushin. So what type of bracha is this? And also, frekta rosh, why doesn't the chassan make this bracha? Why is the rabbi making this bracha? So the rosh says this bracha has nothing to do with chub v'kedushin. It's not a bracha on the mitzvah of getting married. Anyway, he says, how could there be a bracha on the mitzvah of getting married? It's like, whatever, that's a separate kasha. So the rosh says, it's a birkas hashvach on the inyan that we have. Hashem made us, we're not like behemoths and we just run around to every whatever, is that we get married and that there's chuppah kedushin and he was asal on our royos. It's a birkas hashvach on the kedush of Klal Yisrael. Okay, so then maybe right now let's all get up and make this bracha. What do I have to do with getting married then? It's a birkas hashvach on Klal Yisrael. Teretz says now is an appropriate time to make that shvach. That's the appropriate time to make that shvach. Because now we're in the Indian of Isaac and getting married, so you can make the shvach to the Rebbeinu Shlom that he was Mekadosh Klal Yisrael. But it's nothing to do with the marriage, Be'etzim. It's not a birkas. That's why the Rav makes it, not the Chassan. Even though the Rav is not the one getting married. Because he's not making a brach on the mitzvah of getting married. He's making a brach on the Indian of the Kedush of Klal Yisrael. Okay? And that's why there's a brach in the beginning and a brach in the end. Normally, every other bracha of shvach or every other bracha of hanah, a nenin, only has one baruch. Right? Very few brachas have a double baruch to it. So that's why Asher Yatzar also has a double baruch. Because it's the same thing. It's like this. It's a baruch in the beginning, baruch in the end. It's a shvach to the Rebbeinu Shlom that he created mankind this way. And we use the going to the bathroom as a hisoiris to that shvach.
Don't make it over the cross.
What?
Don't make it over the cross.
Right. Right. It's like the Berachas Asher Yatzar, you know, Harav, whatever. And instead of saying Asher Yatzar, it's Adam Mitzalmai, Mitzalm Dostonisa, he said Asher Yatzar, it's Adam Mechachmai. So that's the Inyan. So it's a Berachas Hashvach on this. And then we take the opportunity to say it then. Okay? Now, Lamaisa, we don't paskin that you could say this, bracha, if you didn't go to the bathroom. Lamaisa, we don't paskin that way. But there was such a tzad, because there was niskan on this. There was niskan on this. Now, Lamaisa, in the Indian of going to the bathroom, Lamaisa, the Chazal made no shir. There's no shir. It's not like Kazai Sokha de Achilles Pras. There's no shir. Any amount, if the person feels that they are finished, then they make the bracha. It could be one tipa, and a person's done. If they're in the middle, then they don't make the Asher Yatzar, because if they're in the middle, they can't even make a shahakol or anything. They can't make any bracha. Because if you still have the urge to use the bathroom, then you can't make any bracha whatsoever. So if you're in the middle, then you can't make Asher Yatzar, but for that matter, you can't do any, you can't make a mazonis either. Okay? So therefore, when a person's, but however, there's no shir. So if a person's has that thing is different, they make Asher Yatzar. Now, the halacha is that a person is supposed to make the Asher Yatzar immediately after they wash their hands. Right away, they should make the bracha. Ad kidei kach, that we say tadir v'sheinu tadir koidem. And if a person, let's say, has another bracha on the way coming, let's say he has to bench. He's in the middle of a meal, he has to bench, and he goes to the bathroom. He should first recite the Asher Yatzar and then the benching. What? From my Machoinim.
No, it's saying he has to be out.
Yeah, no.
You did a dome after Asher Yatzar, and you have to go bench. Before you bench, you have to wash the leather.
Before you bench? Even if he's not eating anymore? Oh, yeah? Okay. Well, you're saying if a person ends up using the bathroom in the middle of a meal, so it could be he has to wash over again because his hands got dirty from the beginning, so he has to wash over with the clean and everything. No bra. I don't know, actually. What? Oh, so there's a shaila in halacha even. What happens if a person is about to eat a hamotzi meal? So what should they do? Should they make asher yotzar? They have to go to the bathroom. They wash their hands. So if you go to the bathroom, wash your hands. So what do? You say al nitzil sadaim now? You say, so then after al nitzil sadaim, you say asher yotzar, you say hamotzi.
You have to wash your hands the same way?
Let's say you did. So you're right. The easiest thing is to go to the bathroom, wash your hands in a way that wouldn't be enough for suda, but is enough for this, and then you're fine, right? You should. But if a person came out of the bathroom, washed their hands, and sat on the tzias adayim, so what should they make? So the halacha, we're so makbid usually. No, you can't talk between al tzias adayim and amoitzi. No, you're supposed to make the ashayotza before the amoitzi. Because ashayotza has to be somach. Okay? So, no, for sure not. No. Yes. Yeah. No. It's a lot worse. Then you have to wash over again. So so that's the halacha. You're supposed to make that shiur now. Whatever person didn't say asher yotzar, just to give you the chomer hadavar, if a person didn't say asher yotzar, and then he went to the bathroom again, so there's a tzad in the Shulchan Aruch, it's brought over here in Siman Zayin. Some Zion Paskins. Listen to this. Siv Zion Sif Gimel. Heitel Mayim Vehisiach Daito Milahoto Mayim. He finished. Vahakach Nimlach Vehitel Mayim Pamachar. Then he went to the bathroom again. Tzorach Levarach Beiz Pa'omim Asher Yatza. So he went to the bathroom and then he didn't say Asher Yatza. Then he goes again and he remembers. He's got to say twice Asher Yatza now. Once for the first time, once for the second time.
Tashlumen.
There's even a tzad that a guy who's in, let's say, a jail for like a long time and can never wash his hands, when he comes out, he's got to make 100 asher yotzos.
How long after do you have to
make yourself? You machatchila right away, but if you didn't do it, it's tashlumen. The ma'isa, we don't pass. Yeah, that's what I'm saying, in the case of the jail. What? Yeah, probably not. Right, there's a hefsek. No, so we paskin lemaisa. Even though this is what the Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber paskins this way, but the Mishnah Berurah argues on the Mechaber. He says harbe achrenim chilken al psak zeh v'soivim has nothing to do with tefillah. Tefillah is an Indian of a carbon, and you have tashlumen on that. You can't have tashlumen on a bracha. You missed it. You missed it.
We don't hold it.
The
what?
The Megadim says
so the Maisa, what do you mean Kopam and Pam? Yeah, that's what it says here. I don't remember, so look it up. So yeah, that's what I'm saying. I understand that, right. But Lamaisa, we don't pass like the Mishnah Berurah says not to go with this whole Shulchan Aruch altogether. But I'm saying just to give a Chaimer of the Dover. So therefore the Mishnah Berurah says, because of this Shulchan Aruch that you see, the Chaimer of the Dover of missing Asher Yatzar, so he says, therefore you should make sure that you say the Asher Yatzar immediately after the right away. And you could use the new Asher Yatzar plaque in front of the sink and you'll be fine. Huh? No, that was dedicated.
Oh, what?
I didn't see it. Huh? No, I have that dedication.
Oh, okay.
I bought that. So the
well, no, we said that you could say share it if you wash your hands before you say amotzi. It's not a hefsek.
So, yeah, he's talking about after baruch hu before. No. There's no Indian of a hefsek really between washing your hands and eating amotzi. They're not connected. That's what I'm trying to prove. People get out of hand with that. They're connected. You keep them a seach das, and it's not really, you know. On that note, I had an interesting shaila, by the way, not related to what we're talking about. But if a person it happened to me, I'll chatoy ani masker ayoyim, that I was drinking. I got up very early to come to shul to learn before davening, so I had my coffee, and then I got up to make a to say brachas. I was really still in the middle of my coffee. I was going to continue after the brachas, but I went to bed. So I was turning the sitter. I wasn't really paying attention to what I was saying. While I was getting to the Asher Yatzar page, I started the bracha and ended up saying Bre Nefashos and not the Asher Yatzar. So the shaila is, if I want to continue drinking, do I have to make a new shahakal now? Or do you say no? Because that Bre Nefashos was without das, so there's no hesach das. The whole reason you have to make a new shahakal is because you made a hesach das on the shahakal. I didn't make a hesach das. The haraya is spaced out. So I think the halach is you don't make a new shahakal on that.
You would have to make another.
Maybe you have. Maybe you're yoytzei in the Bre Nefashos, but I don't know if there's a hesach das on the shahakal. That's all I'm saying.
What would be going on?
This Indian of hesach das requires das. Maybe it's going on that. I got hung off from the drinking. But always, why don't after you make a Bre Nefashos, why is it that you can't that you if you want to drink again you have to make a new shaka? Why? It's a gemar? It's like you're finished? No. Because I was Mesiach Das, then I'm finished, obviously. But this Bre Nefashos wasn't because I was finished. What? Okay, it's a separate issue. So anyway, let's talk about Shaila. What? I did not make a mishakel.
No.
Yeah.
Did you make a rain of fashion?
That for sure.
Another brand? No.
On the rest of the coffee, on the second half of the coffee.
Oh, okay. After.
No, on the second half of the coffee. If there would be a shear in the second half of the coffee, you know. So the only other person in the basement at the time was his father. So we were hacking it out. Okay, so...
If you have an apple and you're having a mind to eat, can you make a domino?
Yeah.
If you had a mind to say that...
I'm saying this is a separate shayla of a hesach hadas. It's a separate shayla. Okay, now there's one more. Bracha is a lakai neshama. So a lakai neshama is a unique bracha. It's a bracha that you make on the fact that you wake up in the morning. And it's also unique because it doesn't. It's one of those brachas that does not start with the word baruch. So why is that? Not why is it, but how could that be? Every bracha starts with the word baruch. All of a sudden, Elokai Hashem does not start with the word baruch. Why not? So the Vilna Gaon holds that the reason for that is because, just like in Shmoneh Esrei, the first bracha starts with baruch. What about the second bracha? Ata Gibor. So where is it getting its baruch from? The answer is it's called the bracha hasmucha l'chaverta, and it gets the baruch from the end of the previous bracha. So the Vilna Gaon holds that Elokai Neshama is supposed to be samuch to the Asher Yatzar, and therefore it's getting the baruch from the Asher Yatzar. And in Memela, the Vilna Gaon holds, as does the Aruch HaShulchan, that all the Siddurim are printed wrong. All the Siddurim are wrong. They all print it on the Tiazdam Asher Yatzar, Birkas HaTorah, and then Elokai Neshama. Vilna Gaon holds, no, you say Elokai Neshama with Asher Yatzar. Aruch HaShulchan holds like that. What does this Siddur say? The Shulchan Aruch HaRav? Let me see what these guys do. Oh, the Shulchan Aruch HaRav Siddur Taka has Elokai Neshama right away. The most Siddurim, even the some of the Siddurim, the Medaktikim, like the Siddur we use, the Elias Eliyahu that we have here, so over there, he doesn't want to change the Seder, the classic Seder of the Brachas, but he writes in there, you should say Elokai Neshama before. And even the art scroll says, right after Asher Yatzar, Yesh Noyagim Loimar Birkas Elokai Neshama, over here. And that's according to the Vilna Gaon, the Aruch HaShulchan, the way it's supposed to be. So the Maisa, you don't lose anything by doing that, because there's no Indian Dafka to do it after Birkas HaTorah. It's just that wasn't the Minig, so they put it in that order in the Siddur. But you don't lose anything. What? Whenever you say. Yeah. Now, what happens if a person... Fine. Now, if a person didn't, by the way, interestingly, if a person did not say Elokai Neshama, and they remember after davening, so should they say Elokai Neshama at that point? Mishabur says no, because you yoytze Elokai Neshama with the bracha of Mechayim Mason. Yes? We're making a bracha of Mechayim Mason that Hashem is going to bring back the dead. Included in that bracha is that He revives us every day. And that's the chiddush Elokai Neshama. What about Shavuos morning? If a person stays up all night, do they make Elokai Neshama? So we already discussed last week, if you stay up all night, do you say on the Tilas Yadayim? So we discussed that last week, that you should be that according to the Rashba, you can make on the Tilas Yadayim. According to the Rach Ra, after Alois, you wash your hands. The only thing is, according to the Rosh, okay, you can only do that if your hands are dirty. So therefore, you should go to the bathroom and make your hands dirty, and then you could say a bracha on Tilas Yadayim. Fine, that's on Tilas Yadayim. What about Elokai Neshama? So this is the machlokes. Do you say Elokai Neshama? It was niskan to say it every day. Okay. So what are you going to say? Yeah, but Hashem, you didn't put back my neshama because I never went to sleep. My neshama was with me the whole time, even though most people for sure could say Elokai Neshama by the time davening is over, because then for sure. But you know, maybe depending how well they learned that night, you know, fine. So the halacha is Mishnah Brura Paskins in Simon Mem Vav that Sifkat and Chavdalet that you should have someone be moitzi you in the Elokai Neshama and the bracha of Mavir Shena. But the problem is like this. Our minhag is that even if you did not experience all the Birkas HaShachar, you still say all the Birkas HaShachar. Let's say I'm not wearing shoes. Do you say Shasa Li Kol Tzarki? Even though it's Niskan on shoes. I don't have shoes. You know, my father was in Cuba one time, and he went to the shul there, and he got an aliyah. And after Shabbos, the guy came over to him, the gabbai came over to the hotel, and said, for your aliyah, I want you to donate shoes, new shoes for everyone in the school. There's 100 kids in the school. I want you to donate shoes for Yom Tov because none of these people can afford to buy new shoes. Okay, 300. So he says, 100 kids in the school. He says, don't worry, it only costs $300, the whole thing. So it means that they couldn't afford $3 for a pair of shoes. Just whatever. I'm saying, obviously, the state. So what's the point? The person doesn't have shoes. So do they say Elokai Neshama? Do they say Baruch Shasa Li Kotzarki? So it happened to me the Vilna Goyen holds that you don't say Shasa Li Kotzarki on Yom Kippur morning or Tisha B'Av morning because you're not wearing shoes. But our meaning is not like that. We say the Baruch. You don't make a cheshbon. Oh, did I get out of bed this morning? Did I not get out of bed this morning? Am I standing tall? Am I not standing upright? The Ribbono Shel Olam made the Bria this way, and therefore, since Ribbono Shel Olam made the Bria this way, you make a bracha on the Bria. Here, listen to this var. It's a good var. Wait. So, Hashem made the Bria this way. Since Hashem made the Bria this way, so you make the bracha. Whether you experienced it or not is irrelevant. So why all of a sudden, Elokai Neshama, and also Mavir Shena, the last one of the Birkas HaShachar, says, HaMavir Shena me'enai usnuma me'af apai, that I woke up in the morning. You don't make that. You have to find someone to be moitzi if you stay up all night. What's the pshat? Because you didn't experience it? I didn't hear chicken in the morning either. So what? Hashem made the Bria, and you thank Hashem for the Bria. So the pshat is, Mishabrua says, Mishabrua doesn't say pshat. Mishabrua just says it. But the pshat is, because those are the only two of the Birkas HaShachar, Zemar Degavar. These are the only two of the Birkas HaShachar that are said, Veloshen personal, singular, personal bracha. Elokai neshama shenasata bi. You don't say Elokim shenasata neshama is bivnei adam. You're talking about yourself. All the other, right? So the other bracha is hameichin mitzadei gover. Roika haaretz alamaim zoykev kefufim. You don't say zoykev kif me. Matir asurim. Malbish arumim. Oizer yisrael begvura. Oizer yisrael begvura. It's a general bracha, so you make it. Hanoisen la yaev koyach. Not that hanashenasata li koyach. But here you say Hamavir Shena Me'enai. You made it personal. Now that you made it personal, then you have to have experienced it to make the bracha. So if you didn't sleep, you can't make it. Elokai Neshama Shenasata B is personal. So there, now why is it personal? Because everyone's neshama is different. I don't know why, but whatever.
So why do I need something motivated?
No, because it's a suffix, Lamaisa. This word is a suffix.
In the language of the bracha, how could somebody motivate someone out of bracha?
No, because Shema Ka'ina is like, I heard it.
But he's saying it for himself.
No, he's saying it for himself, but now I heard it. You're asking a good kasha, because Rabbi Kivega has a shiloh. If, let's say, you can't make a goymel. You say, a goymel achayavim toyosh, gmalan ni kol tov. Let's say, I don't know how to make a goymel. So someone else is going to be moitzi me in ha-goymel. So should he say, shegmal cha kol tov. Baruch Hashem again, ha-goymel achayavim toyosh, shegmal cha kol tov. So Rabbi Kivega says in Mardek HaChiddush, he says there's two ways to be Yoytze Abracha. One way is just Shema Ka'ina. So the Shad is, if there's ever an Indian Shema Ka'ina, I'm Yoytze without saying anything. Like by laning, by Kriyas Megillah. How am I Yoytze? Al Mikra Megillah. I have to say the Megillah. How is I Yoytze? Because I heard it. Right? So why do you have to say Amen for it? I hear it, I'm Yoytze from listening. So why do I ever have to say Amen? So Rabbi Kivega says, because Amen changes it, that now it's like your bracha. It's like I said it. So Rabbi Kivega says that even though all other brachas, you could be yoytze by Shema Ka'ina without saying Amen, but by Hagoymel, you wouldn't be yoytze unless you said Amen. Because otherwise you're saying Shema Ka'ina. So you heard him say, Shegamalani Kol Tov. So very nice. So you heard about him saying about himself. The only way for you to be yoytze by Hagoymel is if you say Amen, because then you were Ka'ina the bracha. So it could be, according to this Vart, El Kai Neshama, you can't be Yotze Shema Koine, you have to say Amen. Because the guy's talking about his own Neshama, maybe. Just throwing that out there. It's a nice Vart. But, by the way, I'm chopping now, maybe Pshat on the Vilna Goin, as I'm talking. Because the only other bracha that's personal is Sha'asa Li called Tzarki. So maybe that's why the Vilna Goin holds, and then Kippur and Tisha B'Av, you can't say it. Yeah, but that taka, you became a goy this morning? that taka happens to you every day. I'm saying, what do you mean you didn't experience it? Just like my Rebbe said, like, what? Yeah, Shalos Ani. So we asked the rabbi about the heter of powdered milk. We discussed in the shir the heter of powdered milk. Because the whole heter of powdered milk is that you can't turn pig's milk into powder. So Mamela, that was the heter of powdered milk in the old days. So someone said, that was the tshuva written by Rav Pesach Frank in the 50s. So someone asked him, does it apply today? So he said, it's good shayla. I mean, he said, they could turn a man into a woman, so Mishlam, they could turn pig's milk into powder too. maybe that's pshat on the Vilna Goin. Sha'asa li kol tzarki tak, it's personal, so maybe you take, I have to have experienced it in order to say the bracha. But at any rate, so the psak halacha is, L'kai neshama ma'avir shena, you should hear someone else say it if you were up all night. Al netzil sadaim, you can make yourself as long as you went to the bathroom, it's after alois, and you're ready to daven. And even if it's not after alois, but if after alois, you also yoytze the rach ra inyan. And then you'll have your own ashiyata. Then the only shayla is Birkas HaTorah. That's the only one that's left. All the other brachas you can make, the shayla is the Birkas HaTorah. So the Birkas HaTorah, as Yadua, is a whole suffix. Why do we make Birkas HaTorah every day? Is it because you slept in the middle and it's a hefsik? Or is it because the new day is Mechayiv a new bracha? It's a shayla. So we obviously hold L'chumra both ways, because what's our minig? Our minig is that if you take a nap during the day, you don't make a new Birkas HaTorah. So if that's true, so we hold it not to sleep. So why do you have to make a new bracha? It's a new day. So why don't we make a new bracha in the morning? Because it's suffix both ways. If you slept Erev Shavuos and you stayed up all night, then Avadi can make the bracha. You have both shittas now. Because now you have both shittas. You slept during the day, so you have the sleep. And then you stayed up all night, so you have bullshitas up in Kivega, B'chai Gavna, you can make the bracha. L'maisa, me'ikra din we paskin, that you could make the bracha if you stayed up all night. If you don't have anyone to be mitzi you or whatever. But the best thing is to have in mind, by Avaraba, that it patches it. Shka.
Oh, look.
You have the ability.